This is the Sakar Merli of 29th of August 2026. Essence: sweet children, be tolerant in every situation. Maintain equanimity in praise and defamation, and in victory and defeat. Don't believe things you hear from others. Question: what is the easy way for you souls to make constant progress in your stage of ascent? Answer: only listen to the One Father and no one else. Don't waste your time in unnecessary talk or in useless thoughts about others, and you souls will be constantly in the stage of ascent. By listening to and believing wrong things, even good children fall, and this is why you have to be very careful. Om Shanti. You sweetest children are now aware that you have truly been remembering the Father for half a cycle. From the time when the kingdom of Ravan began. It isn't that you have been remembering him throughout half the cycle. No, you only remembered him whenever you experienced a lot more sorrow. You now know that you have continued to come down on the path of devotion. You have the secrets of this drama in your intellects. There is no need to say anything. We now belong to him, and there is therefore no need for a lot of knowledge. Now that you belong to the Father, you have become the masters of his property. It is nothing to do with the physical organs. On the path of devotion, they have so many sacrificial fires, do so much tapasya, make donations and perform charity in order to find God. Wherever you go, there are so many pilgrimage places and temples. There wouldn't be a single person anywhere who could tour around the whole of Bharat and see all the pilgrimage places and temples. Even if someone were to travel around, he wouldn't achieve anything. There is so much noise of the ringing of bells and commotion everywhere. Here there is no question of commotion. There is no question of singing songs or clapping here. Look at what people do. There are so many rituals. Here you children simply have to remember the Father and do nothing else. While living at home and carrying on with everything, just remember the Father. You know that you are now becoming deities. Divine virtues have to be imbibed here. Your food and drink also have to be pure. You will receive 36 varieties of food there. Here you have to live simply, neither too well nor too ordinary. Be tolerant in every situation. Everything has to be tolerated. Praise and defamation, victory and defeat, heat and cold. The time will come when you won't find water, you won't find this or that, and even the sun will become very hot. Everything becomes tamopradan. This world is tamopradan. Even the elements are tamopradan and cause sorrow. You mustn't get caught up in praise and defamation. There are many who very quickly become upset. At times, some tell others wrong things because many stories are made up nowadays. Someone may say to another, "Baba said that you have body consciousness and that there is a lot of external show." His temperature would rise, he would even lose sleep. Human beings of this half of the cycle are such that they very quickly make someone's temperature rise and make them turn pale. The Father says, don't listen to such useless matters. The Father never defames anyone. The Father simply tells you in order to make you understand. By telling one another wrong things, even good children are spoilt, and they turn into traitors, and then spread unnecessary talk. Look at all the stories they have made up on the path of devotion. You have now received this knowledge, and so you don't say, O Rama, or O God. Those expressions belong to the path of devotion. Such words should not emerge through your lips. The Father simply says, sweet beloved children, be soul conscious. He explains with so much love. Don't listen to anyone else. Don't have useless thoughts about others. Make one thing firm. I am a soul. Souls are imperishable and bodies are perishable. It is souls who imbibe sanskars. You children now have to become soul conscious. From the copper age, you have been body conscious in the kingdom of Ravan. This is why it takes a lot of effort to become soul conscious. It should repeatedly enter your intellects that you have found the unlimited Father. The Father gives you the inheritance every cycle. You now have to follow his directions. There is the praise of him. You are the mother and the father. He gives us the happiness of all relationships. He has the sweetness of all relationships. All other friends and relatives only cause you sorrow. Only the one Father gives everyone happiness. The path he shows is very easy. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. The Father explains, this is nothing new. You know that you come to such a Father every 5,000 years. He is not a sage or a holy man. You are not staying with a sage or holy man, but the Father says, fulfill your household responsibilities. Otherwise, there will continue to be greater conflict. Continue to interact with tact. Explain to everyone with love. Look, the time for destruction is now close. This devilish world is now to be destroyed. You now have to become deities. Imbibe divine virtues here. Explain with a lot of love. Deities don't eat garlic or onions. We are becoming deities from human beings, and so how could we eat those things? You are advised to renounce them. We don't eat such things. You have now found the unlimited Father who teaches you divine virtues, so it is here that you have to become full of all divine virtues. If you become this here, the future new world will come. This is like night after day. It is because it is now the end of the night that divine virtues have to be imbibed, and so it will then be the morning. Each of you has to examine yourself. Don't think that the Father knows everything. You have to examine yourself. A student doesn't say that his teacher knows everything about him. When the examination days come close, students understand to what extent they are going to pass and in which subjects they are still a little weak. You claim fewer marks in some subjects, but are able to pass overall. You understand this, and so you have to check yourself in this. What do I still lack? Have I become very sweet? Explain to everyone with love. The Father of us souls is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It is not a question of him being a human being. We call the incorporeal one God. God, the Creator, is only one. All the rest are the creation. No one can receive an inheritance from the creation. It isn't the law. The bestower of salvation for the whole of creation is the one Father, the Creator. This includes all the sages and holy men. All are souls. Yes, there are good and bad human beings. They have high or low positions. Sannyasis are number wise too. Some continue to beg, whereas others have everyone falling at their feet. You children have to become so elevated. Become very sweet. Never speak angrily. As much as possible, do everything with love. Some say that their children cause a lot of trouble. However, children today are like that. Explain to them with love. The time is like that. The company of people outside is also very bad. The Unlimited Father now says, there is no need for you to keep any idols, etc. There is no need to labour. Why should you even keep an image of Shiva? He is your father. Would children keep a picture of their father in their home? The father can be present at any time. The father says, I am present now, am I not? So there is no need for pictures. I sit here and explain to you, children. You say, let us see Baptada. The Father is incorporeal. He cannot be seen. He can be understood with one's intellect. The Father says, I enter this one and give you this knowledge. How else could I come? How could he enter the body of Sri Krishna? He couldn't even enter the body of sannyasis. I enter the one who was the first number. He is now in the last number. You too now have to study and claim number one. The teacher is the same one, and he is called the ocean of knowledge. You receive very good knowledge. You know that the land of peace is your home, and the land of happiness is your kingdom. The land of sorrow is the sovereignty of Ravan. The father says, sweetest children, now remember your home, the land of peace, as well as the land of happiness. Continue to forget the bondages of the land of sorrow. No one else can say this, nor can anyone return home. No one can return home in the middle of the drama. People say that so-and-so merged into the light, or that he went beyond to the land of Nirvana, but no one actually returns there. The Father and Master of all is the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is the one beloved of all his lovers. Those physical lovers and beloveds remember one another, and each one's image enters the other's intellect. They continue to remember one another. Even while eating, they continue to remember one another. They are lovers and beloveds of one birth. You are the lovers of the one beloved for birth after birth. You don't have to do anything else. Simply remember the one father. The image of the other one appears to the lover or beloved. While they continue to see his or her image, their work stops. Then, when the face disappears, he or she begins to work again. It is not like that here. Souls are points, and the Supreme Soul is also a point. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This requires effort. No one practices this. You have received this knowledge of souls. That is, you souls have realized yourselves. Then there is the Supreme Soul. You know that Baba comes and sits in this one's forehead. His place is fixed there. You cannot know from where a soul exits a body. The main place of a soul is the forehead. The Father says, I am a point. I come and sit in this one. You can't even tell. The Father sits and speaks to you, children. I also listen to whatever he tells you. The explanation he gives is absolutely right. Those who belong to the deity Dharma will very quickly understand that a kingdom is being established. There will first be establishment and then destruction will take place. No other founder of a religion does this. They simply establish their own religions, which then continue to grow. Here, according to how much effort you make, you claim a high status in the future. You are creating your reward for your future 21 births, and you should therefore make so much effort. It is very easy. Yoga is also easy. It is by having this that your sins are absolved. The Father says, I guarantee that I come every cycle and purify you children. There isn't a single impure being there. This knowledge is so simple as well. You also have this knowledge in your intellects of how you go around the cycle of 84 births. You have to have the faith that you have been around the cycle of 84 births. There is victory in faith. Don't wonder whether you take 84 births or a few less. Since you are Brahmins, you have to have the faith that you have truly been around the cycle of 84 births. This explanation is very easy. You children have been told that the Father has had all of these pictures made through divine visions. He has also had them corrected. In the beginning, when Baba was in solitude in Benares, he used to draw such circles on the walls. He didn't understand what they meant, but he experienced happiness. When he had visions, it was as though he was flying. He didn't understand what was happening. You know that the pictures that were made in the beginning have been modified and made again. New pictures now continue to be made, exactly as they were in the previous cycle. Look how beautiful the picture of the ladder is. It is very easy to explain it. Those who come later will receive an even easier explanation. New ones who come now understand all of this knowledge in just 7 days. They are going ahead of the older ones. Some say that it would have been better if they had come earlier. Don't worry about that. If you had come earlier and had then left Baba, what would have happened? Those who come later receive a throne easily. Some who came in the beginning are not even here now. They are completely finished. At the end, you will know the results as to who has passed. New ones emerge and quickly engage themselves in doing service. The older ones don't do as much. New daughters who come remain seated in Baba's heart because of the service they do. So many of the older ones are now finished. This is why Baba says, even some of those who were the most elevated decoration of the Brahmin clan and who were amazed by this knowledge and listened to it, then ran away. Whatever has been remembered is now happening in a practical way. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. Examine yourself. Check whether you have become very, very sweet. What do I lack? Have I imbibed all the divine virtues? Let your behavior be like that of the deities. Renounce impure food and drink. 2. Don't listen to any useless matters or relate them. Become tolerant. Blessing. May you make your awareness, attitude and vision alaukik and become free from all attractions. It is said, as are your thoughts, so is your world. Let every thought of the special souls who are instruments to make the world new be elevated, that is, let them be alaukik. When your awareness, attitude and vision all become alaukik, no person or thing of this world can then attract you. If anything does attract you, there is definitely something missing in your spirituality. Alaukik spiritual souls are free from all attractions. Slogan: merge God's love and his powers in your heart, and then your mind will never be confused. Aviat signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. Complete truth is based on purity. If there is no purity, there cannot be constant truth. The vice of lust is not the only impurity, because it also has other companions. So to be really pure means that there is no name or trace of impurity. Om Shanti.